Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All? Oh. I was using
Devil's got a gun like a slit in a cattle scare. Dollar sign snakes. I'm holding the damn god. Less beer, less of the fuck or the blood of the common.
I don't hate it.
I don't either.
It's like old man's, and that's why.
See, I really wanted you to listen to it.
You have one of the most popular podcasts in the world, and she's yapping away from the microphone. It's psychotic behavior.
I didn't know we had started. I thought we were just sitting.
You listening to Manson?
I don't know what we're doing.
Is it an intro?
Who's clearing Manson for your podcast? What kind of money do you got here at Gas Digital?
Nigga, we wait until they give us a cease and desist.
That's why I'm confused.
And then
just
we go,
playing
cool.
Full Manson songs.
Much fine. Like with women, Louis waits for a cease and desist.
This is good. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's a good song. It's a good song. And YouTube, well, here's what happens. YouTube just demonetizes all of our episodes because we play music. But they don't demonetize it. It's brilliant what they've done. They give the money to Manson's publishing.
Okay.
So it's a way they get... It's almost like when people play it on Spotify, they figured out a way to monetize when people are playing their content. So
by a fraction of a...
So you're fucking welcome.
Well, Manson does need the money because I paid $500 to meet him on his tour bus.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did. I would have paid $5,000. I was like, is this a deal? It's a deal.
You paid $500 to meet him on his bus.
It was just me, him, and my best friend, Tommy.
And who'd you pay? It was like a backroom deal?
No, it was official.
You have a good agent, though. You probably could have gotten it.
Yeah, I know. I always think of these things after, but it's like that kind of takes the allure out. You know, like this was, I want to just be treated like a regular piece of shit, and I was. And
you
were
such
great.
A fangirl. You really love Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, and then I was just like, hey, can we do like a weird one? And then he looked at me, and I was like, I'm not going to touch your dick or anything. And then for the second one, he looked at me really like intensely, and he goes, you can touch my dick for this one.
Whoa.
And then I was like,
Did I have to pay extra?
No, I got really close on his thigh, and then honestly, I freaked out. And also my best friend is a man and he was there. He's gay, but
you should have just touched his dick. I would have touched his dick in a heartbeat.
I was too scared what might be there, like if it was like Venus flytrap or something.
Yeah, he's a fucking creepy dude, and now he's also bloated and all fucking weird looking. It's not old Manson.
Yeah, he looked okay, but yeah, he does look a little Elvis bloaty in the face.
1998, I would have sucked his cock on the stage of Ozfest in front of everybody.
He was like a sleek lady-like type of guy. He was a little bit of an ugly chick, but I still would have.
It was gross.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a disgusting woman, but he was so talented and the music was so cool. Look, ew, no, that's not really him. Now shut up.
No, yeah, that's more like what he looks like, but he had like the light makeup on.
He was in Eastbound and Down season 3 or something like that, and he looked like a real punchy alcoholic. It was brutal, like just face to chest, no chin.
He looks like somebody that lives above a liquor store.
He was on Sons of Anarchy too. I checked out his acting. Nice. If I want to ever cast him as my boyfriend in something, you know,
you love him. So you were turn the music down. Turn it off for a minute. It's fine. We'll get into plugs in a minute. You would date Marilyn Manson. You'd actually...
I don't think I would officially date him because I've heard too many not great stories.
His dick has to fucking just be scabbard. And I mean, just Jesus Christ.
There's no way it works.
Yeah.
There's 0% chance of him having a full luscious heart on.
No,
he's gonna watch like a virgin skinned and roasted over a flame.
Just coke.
He has to inject an adrenaline needle into the base every time he fucks.
Well, did you read the Rolling Stone article? A couple years ago before he went on tour, like with his second to last album, that someone interviewed him and like basically his entire house is like almost pitch black, like where his assistants are like, yeah, we can't see, we trip constantly.
Wow.
It's very, very cold.
Our assistants trip constantly here.
And he like fucks with his shoes on and his pants around his ankles in case he needs to leave quickly.
Whoa. See, he's all wacky and fucked in another level, because I don't know how much of, when you live that lifestyle, how much of it is an act, and when it starts to take over for real. Like, in the beginning, he wasn't a real fucking, you know, when you're just in Florida and you're a poor kid in a band and you're like a white trash kid in some fucking band, you're not like a fucking god of darkness. You don't get to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, when does that start?
It
yeah.
starts at one point, and then it becomes real. It's like Dice. Like, Dice was a character that, but now we worked with Dice on the network. Dice is Dice. Like, Dice, you walk in, and it's like, what the fuck is this? Hey, hey. But that's it was an act.
I'm in line at the bank, stuck in my own car.
Well, yeah, he was just online filming fat people in line at TSA, and that was just, that was like a regular day-to-day, and everyone was like, Dice, this is too much.
It's like trying on a personality outfit, though. He's like, oh, I like the feeling of this. I'm going to continue living this way forever.
And it becomes a real thing at one point. Yeah. There's a moment where he's like, he was Brian Warner, and then there was another where he became the fuck, he bought his own shit enough where it's like when you tell a lie enough times, you believe the lie.
Yeah, it's like an OJ syndrome. Yeah. I don't think he thought he did it at the end.
Really?
Right. Yeah. No, I think he convinced himself that he did not do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You agree? Thank you.
Totally. Real ass dude, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, I also think the absolute Tim Burton movie that is his CTE ridden brain is probably blocking
that's
him
from a lot
of truth.
That's supposedly what Lost Highway is really about.
Oh,
the Lynch movie is Lynch's interpretation of the OJ trial.
Oh.
And oh that God. It's supposed to be, and starring the guy who wound up actually killing his wife then, Robert fucking
Durst.
Oh. No.
Who's that? Another actor.
Who's that?
Yeah. No, Downey it was Jr. Robert Durst.
I thought I was like, I think it is Robert.
No, Robert Durst is the billionaire that killed his wife.
Yeah,
that
another actor who killed his wife played the OJ part in Lost Highway and then went on to kill his wife.
That's good
Robert
stuff.
Blake?
Thank you.
There you go. That's what I said, actually.
That's fun. That's like the director of Blow dying from a cocaine overdose. You get too wrapped up in your subject matter.
Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick. Got some great guests here on... Thank you for Block B, Harrington. Did Jake Flores rape a retard? We're going to get on it. We are rape dicks, and we will figure this out on today's show. Unbelievable show plan today. Two incredible guests. Very, very different than the normal show. Usually we try to lean into our alt-right Christian roots. But today we got a couple.
Today is extending an olive branch.
Yeah, we got a couple of fagos in the house, as they say. That's fine.
You are outnumbered 3-1, Mr. Yeah. Gomez. 3-1.
Let's do it. I don't give a shit. Let's party, baby. Boys, Mike Cannon's here.
Yeah.
What do you got to plug?
Wrap it up. Dates at MikeCannonComedy.com, at I Am Mike Cannon on social media, Irish Goodbye Podcast, also on Gas Digital Network. And, you know, thanks for all the support, everybody, that relentlessly calls me a faggot online. I truly appreciate it. Makes me come back each and every
time. They love you, though. You're like the character on a TV show, but you're just the gay one.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't, you know, they compare me to Mike Buschetti, so I take that as a compliment.
God, if you're the gay one, who am I? What is happening?
Corinne Fisher's back on the show. We put all of our hatred aside. We're real friends at this point. There's not even any weirdness anymore.
We're retweeting each other. It's kind of disgusting.
Crazy. Great tweet yesterday. We'll talk about that one as well. Thanks. Solid tweet. Loved it.
Thank you.
What do you got to plug, Corinne?
Well, today, guys, we fucked moves to premium content on Luminary, the app. I know, sorry to plug it on Gas Digital.
No, that's awesome. Please, I respect it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So here, Luminary app. You can download it for free, get 3 months for free. It's fun. Welcome.
Are you doing a free episode as well? Or is it exclusively on Luminary?
It's exclusively on Luminary.
It's a big move.
It is a big move. You know, we got to try things. Take a risk.
Hell yeah.
Live courageously, like Brene Brown. I wanted to try to get called a faggot more than Mike on this episode.
Oh, you will.
Live courageously, and if you fall, at least it's into a mattress of money.
That's the thing. Like, we're not really making that much more money. There's other reasons why we made the move, and everyone thinks it's money, and I was like, nah, I wish. I wish I was that smart.
Can't talk about it.
Can't talk about what?
The other reasons?
Well, I mean, part of it is just, like, to go someplace else. There's too many podcasts in this same realm. Mm-hmm. And then also, people are assholes, and I wanted to separate the real fans from the assholes, honestly.
Now you have to really intentionally listen to your show.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just troll or listen for, like, to, you know, if you're an ex-boyfriend and you need to keep up with who I'm dating.
They will, though.
I mean, that was a specific one.
If you think $8 a month is going to stop that, you're out of your mind.
It is. You don't know my exes, Mike.
I'm going to say something right now that Corinne can't say, but she agrees with me. Go fucking download that shit for free and post it everywhere you can for free. Go post it on YouTube. Go post it. Corinne can't say this, but still share it. Tell your friends about it. Still figure out a way to share that fucking podcast.
Yeah.
It has to grow. That's the truth. And that's, we do that at Gas Digital, but we have the latest 15 episodes are free, and it's a way to share the content. And they will. The fans will. There'll be some free link. There'll be some shit. Yeah, go on the like guys Apple, we fucked Reddit.
When you buy like one of their products, like Final Cut Pro, and like they pretend like you can't make copies of it. Like yeah. You can. My You'll entire college out. Shared one copy of Final Cut Pro. You exactly. just have to disconnect from the internet.
But don't do that. Obviously, go sign up for Luminary. But you know, fucking share that podcast.
Yeah, we were like, you know, yeah. kind of.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Comics watching horror movies every Friday at midnight. Tonight is myself, Jacob Williams, and Wendy Starling watching Loki, one of the scariest little kid movies ever, Bloody Birthday.
Ooh. All right. I love it, dude. Sorry, I am texting my babysitter right now. I'm not being disrespectful to the show, so I'm trying to make a babysitter work for tonight. Okay. There we go. Beautiful. Yeah, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez.
Dave doesn't have spots tonight?
Come on. He babysits his own kid now. It's fucked up. He's not even available anymore. I need a new Dave in my life.
Just fly Festuca back to New York.
Oof. I literally, I'd rather strangle my son.
Oh.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. You can grab my special Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. That's all I want you to buy right now. Skankfest tickets are sold out. You can enter for a chance to win free Skankfest tickets at infinitecbd.com/skankfest. Also, I'm going to be giving away some tickets on the live show to live callers over the course of the next few weeks. I got a handful of tickets that I can give out. That was gross. I'm sorry, everyone.
So much
holy shit.
Butter.
Edit all that.
Okay?
Edit it. I stopped smoking blunts 2 days ago because of this. I'm hacking up a lung all the time. It's bad.
I thought you were smoking a blunt when I walked in.
I did smoke a blunt today.
I've also stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my dentist told me it's not going to be good for my gums.
It's
later
not
down
good
the line.
For any of it. Yeah. I smoked blunts nonstop, dude. It's really bad. And I did stop smoking blunts 2 days ago. And yes, I smoked one with Mike, but I literally forgot that I smoked that blunt. That wasn't me being slightly funny. That was me forgetting that I smoked a blunt.
Sometimes it becomes so rote and like a part of your habit that you just do it without consciously acknowledging it.
I think I'm a sociopath. I can lie that easily without even, you know.
No,
I didn't even blink. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Our
final that's the least resistance you've ever felt in a statement. I think I'm a sociopath. We're all like, oh,
yep,
good.
Yep, we agree.
Can I have a coffee, please?
First sign
eight
of humanity.
Women across America just woke up and just went, yes.
Look, great show plan today. First of all, Shannon, what are we up against today? What is the big I feel like it's a big day in history.
Yeah, of course it is. Hold on 1 second.
Every day is. All we have is now.
What beautiful.
That was
so
really...
in
just trying to fill airtime.
Cool. Okay. I was trying to wait for Harrington to tell me the year, so I'm just gonna make up a different one.
It's okay.
In
1492.
God, there's nothing.
There's nothing?
There's nothing interesting. It's there's all bullshit nothing. About like popes and okay. In 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened.
That's a big
that's
deal, Shannon.
No,
that's
what
it's
I was
a huge
no,
fucking
no,
deal.
I was waiting for the year from Harrington. I didn't have it on my screen, so I was looking for something else.
This bitch had a fucking Instagram post about working an extra shift at her bar one weekend. What is a big deal to you?
Do you know the Brooklyn Bridge is that designer's second bridge after it modeled the original from Cincinnati to Kentucky?
Oh, I can see why you get qualified on the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, it's really. That was actually the gayest thing that anybody's ever said on that show. Why would you know that?
I don't know. I've been on the road.
Because in the future, his corpse will be found under it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not too hard to beat. I think we'll beat that today. Brooklyn Bridge, that's a big deal. That's a fun thing right there. Brooklyn Bridge is a beautiful bridge. Right now, Harrington should be pulling up a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge. We should have some fun Brooklyn Bridge facts. Do your fucking job, Harrington. Guys Be Fucked doesn't deal with this type of shit. Guaranteed.
Well, we just have, it's just me and Christina, and sometimes I get drunk on Kettle One on the Rocks.
See?
That's all that happened.
That's what we got to do.
I was stressed out, guys. Sorry.
Are you saying that a bottle of vodka has more capacity to produce a podcast than Mike Harrington? That was just stated. It's a beautiful bridge. Thank you, Harrington. All right, look, I've been going through some shit on the internet. I need a coffee, too, for the love of God. My mouth is so dry. I just smoked a fucking blunt. What's going on here? Well, it's crazy. We gave him a new job. He's the assistant producer on every show right now. He's doing nothing. It's craziness.
He looks overwhelmed.
Coffee is not hydrating.
That's not true. They found out that it is.
What? Today in a research that you were conducting?
Who found out?
They found out that... Google that. Is coffee hydrating? I will bet you $1,000 that coffee...
Deal.
...is hydrating.
Deal.
It dries you out. That's why you get diarrhea.
That's hydrated.
Like, that's why it can cause diarrhea, because it dries you out.
Juices and sports drinks are also hydrating. You can lower the sugar content by diluting them with water. Hold on.
They count in your tally.
They count in your tally for
what
water.
What tally?
Does water count in your water tally? Because that's what they say. 8 cups of water a day.
I guess it's more hydrating than not drinking anything.
Oh, no, wait.
But...
many used to believe they were dehydrating, but that myth has been debunked.
Myth busters. Myth busted. How does that feel, guys? Right in your dumb fucking faces. Dumb face. I hate proving the fact
it's
that I'm smarter
than everyone. It's a diuretic, so I don't understand how that's even possible. And it says right there that it's a diuretic.
Don't use big words on this show.
I'm sure you use a diuretic when you're on your muscle weekends, you know, eating chicken without the bun or whatever you do at McDonald's.
Muscle seasons, you mean? It's been a problem lately.
Muscle weekend. That was my favorite thing that you've ever shared on the internet, how to eat healthy at fast food restaurants.
That was a solid blog.
I was like, I still use this content to this day.
It's not bad. This is
what did you do?
This is on Facebook. I wrote it years ago, and I can't get it because I deleted my Facebook years ago. And
it was mostly just take the chicken off the bun, honestly.
Kind of, but no, there was different tips. Because
did you skin the nuggets and then just eat the inside?
You can do that, but that's not what I would do. That's not what I would do at McDonald's.
Yeah.
But what it was like at Dunkin' Donuts. You can tell them to. You can just buy 2 eggs, 2 pieces of cheese, and the bacon, and create a sandwich made out of eggs. And it's actually substantially cheaper than the breakfast sandwich.
Do you know who also did that? Michael Scott on The Office.
Smart guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him. I have no problem with that. Okay.
Protein packed.
Yeah. Mm. Then there's
cut
like
to Lewis eating chicken Alfredo before a marathon. Got a carb load.
Domino's, the wings are baked.
Mmm.
They're baked. They're baked wings. They don't have fryers there.
Okay.
There's little things. There's a bunch of them out there. So, you know, I'm not going to share them with you, Cannon. How about you stop mocking me?
I'm not.
You're going to be a fatty. How does that feel?
I'm not. I lost 23 pounds.
You look skinny as shit. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'd stop drinking. I haven't drank in 5.5 months.
But you were almost like thick and sexy. You didn't wear never
no, I
fat.
I had a sheen of Irish filth on top
no,
of my
body.
No,
your butt was fucking hot. Do you remember his glossy butt video? Pull up his old
I
butt
remember
video.
It.
Oh, no. My butt's still
we
good.
We all remember
I squat,
it.
Dude.
We all
remember it.
Nigga, that butt video made me fucking re-question men's butts.
It's a good butt.
It's nice.
It's still a good butt.
Yeah.
I work on it now. It's chiseled.
I would kill for a good butt.
You can just do squats, Louis.
There ain't no amount
no?
of squats.
No? You're also knowing it?
His, Lewis has, it's like more leg.
Lewis
it's
is
really
a, yeah,
weird.
It looks like two
I've never
ears.
Looked at it.
No, you God. Never you never want to look at
I've
it.
I've seen
it's
your
bad.
Butt.
I
like
back
fold
I
over
swear
at
to God,
the
I, when I hook up with chicks, I back out of the room. I'm not even lying. I don't let them see it.
He also like yells, beep, 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 beep.
Is it dirty and hairy, though, or is it just
no,
flat?
No, it's just flat.
Okay.
Non-existent. There's no all muscle right. tone to it. There's no shape to it.
Yeah. College it's kids should sleep on it when they do acid. It's horrible.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, lady and gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and talk about shaveessentials.biz, okay? Today's episode is brought to you by shaveessentials.biz. Let me tell you something. They got everything you need for a quality shave at incredible prices. You guys might have noticed I shaved my very puby facial hair from yesterday.
Yeah, it looks slick.
Yeah, guess why?
Why?
Does it look like shit?
No, because I got a shaveessentials.biz box, and I got the best shave cream I've had, the best razor blade that I've ever used in my entire life, the double-sided fucking razor blade. My head, I shaved. Look how fucking shiny
oh,
my
wow.
head looks. That's incredible.
That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been able to do it without shaveessentials.biz. Every time I use a fucking razor blade on my head, I nick myself. They have great, unbelievably sharp, yet safe razor blades. They have grip-handled razors built for 3 and 5 blade cartridges, double-sided safety razors, high-quality replacement razors. They even have the activated charcoal face wash. This is my one of my favorite things because you can wear blackface and not get in trouble. By cleaning and exfoliating your skin, you could actually have a full blackface every morning. Look in the mirror, fucking do the fucking hilarious voices.
Yeah. So if that's an itch you need to scratch,
yeah,
this
of course.
Is perfect.
We all want to do it, okay? So shaveessentials.biz is the website. We do high quality shaving gear at incredible prices. Use the promo code WRAP15. Save 15% off your entire order. Promo code WRAP15. And go save some cash at shaveessentials.biz. All right, where were we? All right, look, let's take a moment and talk about.
Oh, that's one. That's not that great of a one. That was a still pick. There's
that's
a video.
No,
there's a video.
That's not the one we were
it.
Looking for, guys.
There's a video of me
him.
Shaking it to Rihanna's Work.
So it's like more of a plain white wall. I mean, I heard
that was still nice though. What? I would kill for that.
What if
right
I just
there?
Pulled it up on my phone and played it?
All right. Let's see. While he does that, let's talk about Miley Yiannopoulos coming on Legion of Skanks because I want people to talk some sense into me. Maybe I'm being crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm also a monster. I can't see the monsters of the world. So there's a big fucking people are upset. People are very upset that Legion of Skanks is allowing Milo Yiannopoulos to come on the show. And they reached out to me. His producer reached out to me a few weeks ago and was like, would you guys like to have Milo on the show?
Oh.
Now.
Was that by email?
Via Instagram.
Okay.
And
wow, he really needs press.
I know. That's one of the last places
he's slid into Lewis's DMs.
It's also one of the last places shadow accounts. He's just tweeting from it. Like,
no, actually, I know the guy who produces for him. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, I know that he's a controversial character and a controversial figure. But we
is he still?
I don't know. I mean, I guess apparently, yeah.
But
that's the thing. I think more than anything, he's just not relevant anymore.
Yeah, I guess not. But people are still very upset. So yeah. Apparently, he's somewhat relevant because if you say that he's going to be on your show, people will fucking flip out.
Yeah,
and they're not even flipping out at us. They know they can't really hurt us because
you do that with every episode that you release.
But that's not necessarily true either, because we only have... Look, we've had Kumia on, we've had Gavin McGinnis on, we've had Owen Benjamin on,
right,
and now we're having Milo on. So we've had four people on that are considered
problematic. We've had Owen Benjamin on.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And didn't you have Kumia on or no?
No, we're not...
You're Norton on.
We're not friendly with them, but like
it's
Owen Benjamin...
It's not kids we fucked.
Owen Benjamin, yeah, I like...
Love it.
Like, Owen Benjamin's lost his mind, but I like following it. Like, he really hates Jews.
And also, I don't even know, I don't follow Owen on social media, but I know Owen, like, from comedy and just being a dude. So whenever I talk to Owen, we're not talking about Jews, we're talking about being, like, dads. And I talk to Owen rarely. He's just, like, a good dude that I know. I don't follow his social media, so if he's jumped off the... I've heard this a lot about Owen Benjamin specifically.
He's in a fucking cabin in upstate live streaming to, like, you know... contingency of faithfuls.
My best friend Dave is Jewish and really Jewish, like practicing Jew, basically. I think he's back to being religious again. And I mean, Owen doesn't hate Dave. So there's some, my experience, I'm just saying I don't follow Owen's blogs. Mm-hmm. So with my experience from Owen is Owen's not a guy who hates Jews because he is actually really friendly with my Jewish friend Dave. And that, I don't know.
But then even worse, he's preaching a message that he doesn't believe for followers.
What is is he preaching?
No,
isn't
I think
is it satirical at all?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I assumed it would be satirical. That's
I think it started that way, and now it's like...
And now he's turning now it's dice.
Pretty, yeah.
The fucking Jews! Right. Oh!
That's exactly what's happening.
Exactly.
They gotta go!
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Hickory dickory dollar cost.
That's not me. That was his. You can't, I give so it to me funny. Anyway. I don't give a shit.
Pew, pew.
But again, he's not somebody that I actively concern myself with anyway. I wouldn't care if he was on your podcast.
But the thing is, then we've had 415 episodes of the show. We've had every comic on the show. Most comics are left-leaning. We don't talk politics on that show. It doesn't go well when we talk politics on that show. Mm-hmm. So I that's not why we would have Milo on the show. We have Milo on the show because he's a big personality. He's a controversial figure. We call the show the most offensive podcast on earth. People should be offended to a certain degree. I didn't realize to the extent in which people would be offended. And then
people are looking at you like you're Fallon tussling Trump's hair.
I don't understand.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're like now having him play along, and so you're not discussing it. So now he becomes this humanized figure, which he is a fucking human being. That's a ridiculous thing to say. And this is coming from somebody that doesn't care. I just want to make that straight. I truly don't care that he's on your show. It barely hit my radar until I saw like 15 opinionated people tweeting about it. But I think that's probably they're not concerned, but
wouldn't that be more of an issue? Like, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos goes on Bill Maher's show.
Yeah.
And he's given a legitimate huge platform, and he's actually giving his real opinions here. Why not attack them instead of Rebecca Trent?
Oh, they did, though, right?
And but not these people. These people are they're bullying the wrong person, because they're not even coming after us, because we call ourselves the most offensive podcast on earth. They're going after Rebecca, who
She's the susceptible one. So all of these pro women motherfuckers are seeing that you are a band of brothers that has built a brand based on this shit, which so you're untouchable.
Right.
So who is the most susceptible person that has the most to lose?
It's a bully.
This female
it's a
business.
Bully mentality.
Of course it is. It's a fucking bully,
mentality. A bully mentality.
And it's people that barely do comedy anymore that spent $8 at the Creek last year. So yeah, your patronage is missed.
It's fucked up. Because the Legion of Skanks are there every week. When I have guys on the internet going, oh, well, that was my second home. It's like, Dougie, we're there every week. Right. I have conversations with Rebecca about the ins and outs of her business. I'm in business with Rebecca with Skankfest. We have a different type of relationship. So don't sit here and tell me about the type of how much you care about the fucking creek. As soon as any of these people get any sort of success, they're not back at the creek. They're not doing fucking shows at the creek. They're not helping Rebecca out. They're doing nothing. Mm. Rebecca Trent, this is a fact. Nobody will contest this that really fucking knows, has done more for women, people of color, and the LGBT community in comedy. That was a lot to say.
It was the first time. Those first time I've ever said that order. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I should get a Lewis Tech just for being able to say that.
I'm impressed that you know that many other groups exist.
She has done more.
When he's surrounded by them.
She's done more for these groups in comedy than anybody else in the New York comedy community. She fucking cares. She's a legitimate feminist. She legitimately cares about people. She legitimately cares about young comedians. Mm-hmm. There's comics. The one guy had fucking cancer. It wasn't Eric Bergstrom because I know he's the famous one with cancer. But another dude had cancer. He's tweeting out about this. And I'm like, dude, Rebecca personally came to me and said, hey, can you help me out? We're doing a GoFundMe for this guy. She was doing benefits for this guy. It's like, where are your fucking priorities? So you can get likes on a tweet. You're going to publicly come out against Rebecca fucking Trent and the Creek and Cave, who actually helped you when you had cancer. That's crazy.
Well, that's what happens, though, when you look close.
That's a worse person than anything Milo Yiannopoulos has ever done. Yeah. That is a worse person. That value that you have means so much. That it's such a shittier value than any bullshit you could say, anything you could do on the internet. I don't give a fuck what dangerous language this guy uses, okay? It's all horseshit.
That's
turn
action.
Him off.
That's action. That's yes. That's an actionable offense, whereas the other thing is what, you know, words. But the thing is, when you kind of look at this stuff from me being an outside person that truly doesn't give a shit, I'm watching people that rarely get interaction on Twitter say something negative about the Creek and LOS, and then there are other, they get like four responses, and you see it feed them. You can see them like, oh my God, I'm getting attention. I can't believe this. Doubling down. And
I'm
then
back,
like,
baby.
Yeah, and then a day later you're like, what am I doing? Blocking Nazis on Twitter. And it's like, dude, you had three motherfuckers respond to you. It's a fucking drug. Yeah, it's a drug. It's righteousness as a fucking synthesized drug. These people are phonies.
You're right, though, because I've even heard people talk about, like, oh, when I cause a stink on, you know, Facebook, I get booked on shows. Yeah. Like, I know people do that. Like, people start things with me at least two times a year. Who will it be this year? I'm waiting.
That's a frustrating thing, is it fucking works.
Exactly.
I'm sitting
and
here
it does
trashing
work.
Them, and yet it works.
It
I'm
works.
Where I am.
Well, you're not. They're not actually doing anything. They could go. They're lazy, right? So you could go attack
it's easier
HBO.
Than writing a joke.
You could go, and you could actually try to make a real change. You could do something for real, or you can go and bully somebody who legitimately does good for comedy and good for the comedy community and try to get likes off of it, try to and to piggyback on to something that's happening that has nothing to do with you, and it's just for that, the likes, the retweets,
but
the
is
clicks.
That the hope of the autistics? Are they trying to shut down live performance space so then Twitter is the only place to go so they don't have to face their fucking fear?
I don't think so. I
all
think
right,
that
was a high thought.
They have
it was beautiful, but
if anything book a bar show that same night.
Yeah.
Give the proceeds to a fucking charity of your choice.
Yeah.
That's action.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, Rebecca, she has, as far as, like, creating safe spaces, like, she goes above and beyond anytime someone is rumored as to, you know, like, attacking women, specifically sexually. Yeah. She's always the first to take action on that, to remove people from that. Obviously, these are things that are happening sometimes, like, in the private women's group, guys.
Of course. Oh, I know everything that happens in those groups.
Yeah, you do.
Ladies, you have no backbones.
I mean, I'm there to, you know, look, but, you know, keep an eye on things.
I would like to audit, but I'm thankfully out of it. It's just not even on my radar.
No, I
was going to say you were in it at one point?
No.
Just you in a wig?
No, it's just I just hear other guy comics like make jokes about it, and it's like not even on the forefront of my brain. I couldn't think of it less. Mm. Yeah.
It's, Rebecca is one of the fucking good ones from every perspective, and you guys are making her make a choice between letting comedians freely express themselves, not telling podcasters who they can have as guests, who they can have in the venue, or making a safe space, quote unquote, for comedians. And it's almost like those points are opposite. It's a weird thing. It's like if you want to protect people from being triggered or protect them from, you know, dangerous words, because that's what it is. I still haven't had a person show me something that Milo has said or done that is such an atrocity that I would consider dangerous, because I fucking love my staff. I love my other people that I podcast with. I love the fans of the podcast. I really love them, dude. When they come out, if you come to the Creaking Cave, It is a place where it's a bunch of these are not politically minded people. These aren't fucking Proud Boys. These aren't fucking activists. These aren't fucking Trump supporters. I hear that so much, like, oh, the Creek has become a place where it's just a bunch of Trump supporters. Like, right. This is not true. Our fan base are a bunch of fucking, you know, outcasts who can't make eye contact, who wear black t-shirts and fucking they are exact.
You got to motivate the good ones, though, to be the loud ones, because on social media, like, you know, I'm joking around that everybody calls me a faggot after doing this podcast, and it's not true. I get a ton of support. People come out on the road and stuff like that. But the most vocal people online are the people that are negatively commenting.
To a certain degree.
I think that's going to be any fan.
In anything.
Yeah.
Ask the directors of the fucking Avengers. Ask them how much they feel.
I will ask them.
How about the people who just finished Game of Thrones?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who do we hear from? The people that
death threats. Right. There's a fucking. There's 800,000 people signed a fucking petition saying to rewrite the last season and fire everyone at HBO. It's crazy. So it's like, yeah,
they should trace those IP addresses and fucking systematically kill all a million of those people.
I was one of them.
Ooh. Were you?
Yeah.
Did you sign it?
I would sign one.
Oh my God.
It was a terrible season. It was a bad season.
But the thing is, like, if people have time to do that, you guys need to do other things. I know. That's why you're so unhappy, because you don't have purpose.
It did make me unhappy.
Is that too much? Is that too much?
It's true, though. Too real.
Yeah.
Too real. Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, but it's a very small percentage. We talked about this with Landau the other day. It's like, it's a very small percentage of people are saying shitty things. Even if 10 people, in a day on Twitter go, Corinne, that episode sucked. Fuck you. You said this. You fucking
said. And they will.
But think about how many people listen to Guys Be Fucked, and 10 of them are saying something. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to this show minimum that love it, that honestly they don't give a fuck. They're going to work and they go, I have to love that episode. It doesn't affect them. They're not reaching out, and it's difficult. It's a maturity level as a performer, and as you get a little bit more fame, you start to let that not bother you. Joe Rogan doesn't have time to read the negative tweets. He doesn't have time. He clicks on the little fucking button. This is the cool part when you get a check mark, right? You can click on the where I can just see notifications from people with check marks. It's a really scummy thing to do.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fucking, it makes you feel like, but you click it, you're like, these are all the people that are important. Let me go back to the fucking peon section for a minute. Look, Corinne won't even say anything. She doesn't want people to know about it.
I know that I can, but I look at the other ones too. I don't care what Melissa Joan Hart's ghost account says.
She tweets you? Nigga.
Melissa Joan Hart follows everyone.
I would
fuck
Sabrina the Teenage Witch in a heartbeat.
She has a dusty eye, dude.
Hell yeah,
she has
why not?
One eye that fucking fishbowls.
I got a dusty dick, son.
Yeah, it's real weird. You definitely got a dusty dick.
You have
interesting taste, Lewis. I want to get more into this.
For the story, you think I wouldn't bang Melissa Joan Hart?
For what story?
She's attractive enough. Pull up Melissa Joan Hart today.
Nice.
I would have fucked Hilda.
I mean, she's cute.
I would have fucked the cat. Catch me on the right night. Okay.
I love her.
Clarissa, hell yeah, doggy.
Clarissa was my fashion inspiration for many years.
Oh, I was thinking of two different shows. I was thinking of
Clarissa's the one where she's a kid, and
Sabrina was on Sabrina.
No, they're both but I confused the show because I don't know if
Alex Mack is hotter than Melissa Joan Hart.
Pull her up.
She goes to my friend's gym if you're interested. It's in NYC.
Fart on my chest.
Larissa Olenek.
Let's see. Now let's see.
I mean,
Larissa Olenek.
Child.
Stop pulling up pictures of children.
Yeah, that's Alex. She was in another fashion inspiration. Those hats, man.
Well, everybody's dressed like that. No.
Zach currently dressed like Alex Mack.
I also oozed under the door to come in here.
That's her now.
I guess that's
not
her
great.
Now.
It's falling apart.
No, but when she was younger and I was younger.
You guys are anti short hair?
No,
on certain people it looks
fucking
good.
Son, it was Topanga. That's where it was at.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle Fishel.
Topanga was hot from when she was 3 until now. She's still hot. Topanga's always been hot. It doesn't
matter. That was like the first instinctual thing where you looked at tits and you're like, I could feed from those.
Dude, Topanga put a bottle in her mouth and everyone's mouth dropped. Shut up. Topanga, get her off the screen. Stop it.
Ew.
She She's great.
I feel like Shannon kind of looks like Topanga, right? Does she? Do you ever get that?
I heard that a lot more when I was like, I hear it's
somebody. Shannon
like,
grabbed the mic said fucking it to me yesterday. Quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do hear
that. I was just looking and I was like, oh, I think.
Oh, Shannon. Thank you, Corinne.
They met
Lewis
hot in 1998.
Lewis is looking at you real weird. I would cover my face if I were you.
Oh, Shannon. So I'm looking for the thing that, can you guys look up in the booth some things that maybe Milo has said or done that are such an atrocity that I wouldn't have him on a podcast?
Well, and like, I mean, people, the like things that they say about him is like what he's... What anti-Semitic? Like they're like listing things and like, and they also call him racist. But isn't his partner black?
His husband is black.
Yeah. So I'm just like, what?
That just it just means more. This almost a more extreme point of what I'm saying with
but
Dave
again,
Smith and
fucking
Owen.
Somebody that is the opposite race doesn't necessarily make you not racist.
But I think being married to someone, I think that's pretty strong.
That's more valuable to me than some fucking tweets. Than him calling Leslie Jones some names on Twitter. That's not the value that I go. You know what? That's who defines him as a human being, not who his fucking life partner is. That I mean, you have to look at the reality.
Yeah, but both can play into it, right? Can't you look at both?
You can, to
I mean, because the things he said. I don't really pay that much attention to this guy. I've just heard secondhand things because I'm just openly telling you how uneducated I am about him. I truly don't know, so I can't lend to specific things that he said. But yeah, everybody says he's anti-Semitic. He's you know, relatively racist, and he just says things in a very abrupt, confrontational
way. Very provocative. And here's the thing: he's a homo, and he's flamboyant, and he's funny, and he's charming, and he's good at talking. Right?
He's very good.
So terrifying,
dude. For the left,
yeah.
The left. If he was a straight dude saying all this shit, it would be easy.
It's like you're letting a drag queen out in the day. No one is safe, you know.
Yeah, that's dude. It's almost. I think they go like, "Holy shit, he does not." It's why they hate like black Republicans. It's a similar thing, but it's a more extreme case because he's very, very, very articulate. Those videos, I only know him from the videos of him, quote unquote, destroying feminists online. Okay, so that's the we'll talk about that in a second as well. Keep that up. You can keep that up. But
he said something about fucking
pedophiles.
Okay,
yeah.
I think that the pedophilic stuff is the stuff that really, really aggravated. Once you go pedophile, you can never come back from that. Like
here's the thing.
Across the board.
Here's the story what happened there. Okay, so he was on a few podcasts, Joe Rogan being one of them, and he was talking about how 13 and 14 year old boys can date older men. And that it's not necessarily always bad, that a younger person can give consent and can be of mind to give consent, and that you don't, that he, I guess he said he thinks that the age of consent is right, but there doesn't mean there can't be a 14-year-old kid that could give consent. And he said when he was a kid that age, he dated an older man.
Gotcha.
And he, a lot of times in the gay community, they don't have anybody to show them ropes. They don't they don't have family members are going to be, you know, ousted from their family.
They need a
and
shepherd.
He said sometimes they have, it can Matthew. Be very beneficial. Now, look, the reality is if he was just a gay lefty, they would just say this guy's a victim and, you know, he has a victim mentality and he's not trying to blame his attacker and that's that. But they used that to destroy him. That's what killed him. That was the thing that everyone said. And then they took away his book deal. They fired him.
Which sucks because that's actually an interesting conversation.
It's real. It's the realest fucking shit you can say. It's uncomfortable, right? It doesn't make people feel good to think about that. It makes everyone look at themselves and go like, oh, fuck, dude. That's
it also proves the point of progressives is that the environment for homosexuals is so bad that they have to then find an older man to fuck them while they're underage to show them the ropes. Like, if they actually looked at what he was saying.
Show them the ropes. Fuck yeah, dude. Love it.
Fucking blow ropes hell right across their foreheads.
I got it.
Now that's what he said, that's a really, that's a super common story. People have certainly shared stories like that on guys we fucked and no one was attacking them. Everyone was like, oh yeah, like, did you unpack that with a therapist?
Right.
And like, yeah, I think it is something that you need to talk about and go like, was that weird? Was that something strange that happened? Are certain behaviors that I engage in today because of this initial sexual interaction I had? But yeah, that is very common. And also, it's his own personal experience. I don't understand
and
this attack on people for your own experience.
Well, that was your tweet. It relates to the tweet that you put out yesterday. You can pull that
up. That's so unfair.
It is very unfair.
Because I thought it was flipped. I thought it was kind of like something that he had maybe had some kind of a dalliance with like a 13 or 14
he probably did
boy.
As well. But, you know, we're not talking about that right now.
Well, because then we're going into like Kevin Spacey.
I'm not
going
to say everything.
Because then we're going into Kevin Spacey territory, you know?
Right.
Yes. And that's also weird. But I've also been a fucking 15 and 16 year old boy, and I was ready to fuck at that time.
Sure.
I was. What do you want me to say? I'm not saying that everybody is.
Yeah.
I was ready to fuck at that time. I was fucking at that time. I happen to be fucking 15 and 16 year old girls.
Same.
But if there was a woman that wanted to fuck me, I would have loved it. It would have been great. And I don't think that I would have been a victim. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy, but I will say, kind of off that, most heterosexual men that I know and have dated have had some kind of experience in their early to mid-teens where an older woman, especially if they were attractive, like younger, did hit on them and did have some kind of like touch their dick experience.
I wish I had that
memory. And some were okay with it, and some were like, not great.
No, no, but my friend's mom got... got in bed with me when I was like 10.
Ooh.
And she wasn't hot. She was a big, fat, old Dominican lady with fake teeth.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. She wrapped her leg around me and she breathed in my ear.
So then
and
that's...
I laid with my eyes open and awake, like staring like, please get off me, lady. But also, you know, that's not something that I think has fucked me up in any way. I think other things fucked me up way before that. Way before that. And I don't
Meanwhile, every time a fat girl walks by, look at this fat piece of shit. She must think. I hate her.
Well, that's Lewis's self-hatred because his weight fluctuates.
That's not true. I love fluctuating weight. Why wouldn't I love getting 50 pounds overweight every winter?
Listen, I hear you. It happens to me, too. That's why I saved that Facebook McDonald's post. I have it framed if you want it.
All right, got to talk about Open Fit, which is incredible. You guys might have noticed that I'm substantially more svelte even than from Wednesday's show. Shannon, wrong or right?
No, right. I like you clean shaven.
I know you do, baby. Shannon knows what's up. Shannon's been very flirty with me lately. It's been a new thing. In the studio, every day she comes in, she looks at my dick, she tries to touch it. I'm like, stop, bitch. And I run away from her.
Yeah.
But she loves it. You know, okay. It's not sexual harassment. It's an ad read.
My favorite part of that exchange was, don't I look better? Like I'm in better shape. You did shave.
No, I've been getting back in shape, and I'm going to thank Open Fit for doing this because they make it easy. Okay, they have thousands of workouts right at your fingertips, right on your smartphone, an app, a smart TV. You guys can work out right from your home, your hotel room. If you're on the road, you don't have to go through traffic to get to the gym. You don't have to work out with sweaty random strangers. You can do everything and have the best trainers and classes in the world right at your fingertips. They have Extend Bar. They have classes with Hunter McIntyre, who's named one of the top 50 fittest athletes in the world. You can be trained by him through Open Fit. Okay, they have all these classes right at your fingertips. You can get so many different amazing workouts, and it's super, super convenient. And here's the best part of everything: we're going to give you a free trial of Open Fit. If you text the word REAL, REAL, to 303030, we're going to give you an absolute free trial for 30 days. See if you like it. See if you dig it. See if you start getting back into the fucking swing of things. It's summertime. You want to look good. You want to look in a fucking bikini. You want to have abs. This isn't about feeling better. This is about fucking purely looking good and getting some summer puss or dick, depending on what you like, okay? Text the word REAL to 303030. They don't tell me to say that, by the way. That's my own ad on this. That's my own spin on this, okay?
The summer puss?
The summer puss, okay? Text 303030.
It's a new cake at Carvel.
Text the word REAL to 303030.
I prefer fudgy boil.
REAL to 303030. You get this for free. Standard message and texting data rates may apply. All right, let's get back into it. Pull up that tweet again by Chris. I thought this was a very good tweet. I retweeted it. You can joke about your own rape, your own body, your own rape, your own abandonment, your own domestic abuse, your own abortion, your own cancer, your own baby death, and anyone who tries to stop you is actively trying to take away your coping mechanism because it's not the coping mechanism. And I thought that was great.
It's based on a fight I was in currently online.
I'm sure, obviously. You can read all the context
always.
There.
Always.
But I also think that I would even take it further, and I think you can joke about really any of those subjects, whether they're yours or anybody else's, because that's still your coping mechanism. The world is a harsh place. I didn't die in 9/11, but I experienced it. I watched it. I lived here in New York City. So for me not to be able to make a joke about that, it's something that affects me in a very real way. You know, same thing, whatever it is, it might be rape, murder, incest, whatever dark, fucked up subject that you can find, you're still coping with those dark realities in a way. And people that are fans of these shows in particular, they use that comedy to cope in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And
I agree. I just need something that my followers would agree.
Of course. Yeah, they wouldn't retweet this shit. Of course. I think this is honestly, we see eye to eye on a lot of things, and mm-hmm. I'm glad we were able
It's horrifying, really.
I think you're 100% right, though, because we are all coping with everything.
Yes.
And of course, things happen to you individually, and you have a stronger perspective on it. But, you know, ever since I'm having a kid, I've been, like, writing bits about, like, staving off pedophilia and stuff like like that. And because it's a subconscious now fear of all these documentaries that I was watching with, you know, Lightheart and like, oh, Michael Jackson, what a monster, right? Now it's like, oh, that's out there, and I have to
like pedophilic Netflix Fridays at the Cannon household.
It's a pretty fun Friday tradition for quite some time. But yeah, but now, you know, it's like a subconscious thing that I'm almost writing out of fear.
Right.
And it's because it's focused into this one topic.
Yeah, it's you know, this is, and it's also, it's where great comedy comes from. You have to let people explore, and you have to let people, it's the whole mob mentality of trying to change the way people, especially in comedy, the way they think. I think it's changing the quality of comedy overall. It's the reason that comedy is not as good as it used to be. And all the guys that, if you were to break down any of these old great comedy specials with a fine-tooth comb from today's perspective, I mean, every single one of them promote, you know, violence, rape culture, racism, whatever it is, right? And it's like, guys, that's the foundation of this, why we're able to work today. Yeah. It's why any of us are able to write good jokes, is because those guys wrote these jokes before us. You have to sort of respect it. Progress is real, and you want to make people laugh. If people aren't laughing at the word faggot in a comedy club, we don't say it. I used to say faggot on stage in a joke. It stopped getting laughs.
Yeah.
It's my job to get laughs. It's not my job to say the dirtiest word fucking possible. I think this, what's special about Legion of Skanks is that we try to get laughs saying the dirtiest words possible. It's not easy. Don't say it's lazy, motherfucker. Go try to use the N-word and get a room of people to laugh. It ain't happening.
You won't.
Most people cannot do that. Most people get uncomfortable, and most people shut down. And that's sort of what we've done with the show. It's sort of looking at everything through, none of us are fucking racist or bad people. Jay and Dave are really good fucking people.
Right.
They're really good people. They would help anybody in their time of need, no matter what color of their skin. Okay, that's a fact. I know these guys on a very, very deep level. So it's like looking at something through like a photo negative. We're just looking at the same shit that everybody else is looking at, but we're just looking at it sort of from the other side. And there's funny in it, and not many people are doing that. And I think people should respect it. And a guy like Milo, you know, you guys, everyone that is against him being in any you should want him to sit down with guys like us. Because we're not going to just feed him fucking like, oh my God, like, here, say your horse. We're going to be funny, and we're going to be real, and you're going to probably see a little bit more who this guy really is. Why wouldn't anybody want that?
Well, yeah, if there's someone who's going to be able to catch him, it's going to be comics, especially ones who aren't super left-leaning.
And
yeah.
I'm not trying to catch anybody. I don't have
And I know you're not, yeah.
When we had guys be fucked on the podcast, it went south. That wasn't the idea. It wasn't the idea, though.
Yeah.
We weren't having you guys come on to be shitty. We've never invited anybody on any show to be shitty at all, okay? Mm. We had fucking Tom Myers on. We had fucking Random on. These guys that are fucking psychopaths in their own right in the comedy community. I told Zach, and I'll pull the curtain aside, I say, Zach, let's not be shitty to these guys, because give them an opportunity to...
No, if anything, you go out of your way to create a hospitable environment.
If they're going to suck themselves.
You gave a lot of rope.
That's fine. Let them hang themselves. That's it. You know, if they're going to suck, or they can come in and surprise everyone. Tom was really fucking self-aware and making fun of himself, which nobody thought would fucking happen, you know?
That's how James Vanderbeek got his career back.
What happened?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
right. So James Vanderbeek played Dawson on Dawson's Creek, and everyone was like making fun of him, and he was a real tool. He just sucked. That character sucked. The show, it ruined the show. And then he kind of reemerged and made fun of himself and like played in like a character in a Kesha video and just was like, yeah, I was a tool. And now he's one of the most awesome people on Instagram. He's very sexy. He has hot family. He responds to my Instagram comments, which I do appreciate. Yeah, he's just the best now.
That's awesome. And does he work? Him. Is he still in the industry?
Yeah, he still works.
He just did a Diplo thing, right? Didn't he play Diplo in some series?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gets a lot of work. He was in The Bee in Apartment 23.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who is this Jake Flores guy? I don't even know him.
I don't know.
I don't even fucking know this guy.
I know this. Is it from Twitter? Like very active on Twitter?
Feral jokes on Twitter. This guy.
There's some people I only know from Twitter.
He loves the Yap. I don't fucking know this guy at all. Oh, the other thing, I guess, are they throwing milkshakes at people on the alt-right? Is that a new thing?
Over in Europe, I think, right? Yeah.
It's a British thing?
I think so.
So yeah, people are like posting, there's a milkshake shop near the creek.
I mean, you know how many starving children would love a milkshake?
If you want.
It seems like a bad idea. I'm not even being an asshole. All I know is that I've already looked it up. It's battery.
Or not to mention, that's opening it up to a challenge that you want no part of. So if it's word to word, you're fine. You can compete. But when it becomes more than that, that's when you see what human-to-human interaction is like.
I absolutely agree. And I that's the kind of bullshit that, like, Antifa will pull, because, like, they'll start with actual physical violence. Like, it happens in Portland all the time.
Yeah.
No one on the left talks about it. And I purposely follow people on Twitter on the left and the right so I can get the real story somewhere right in the middle. That's like a John Ronson tactic that he pitched. And I was like, this is a great idea. But, like, there's video footage of people getting pepper sprayed in the face by Antifa. And they're covering their faces. And anytime I see someone who's, like, opinions I usually like or respect or agree with going pro Antifa, I go, that's really wild.
I would say more often than not, it's that side who starts the physical stuff. I've watched so many of those videos online, and they're ready. And the reason is, okay, the reason is this. They're so emotional, right? So the people that are on the right, it's not really emotion. It's they're sort of like, they're basing it off of whatever sort of logic they've come up with, right? The people on the right feel like social justice. They feel like, dude, this is crazy. I watched a girl yesterday. I actually felt bad for this girl. There's a video. Maybe you could even find it. She pulled the sign out of this guy's hand. And did you see this video? And it was like,
but I can know where it's going.
He was protesting, I guess, as a pro-lifer. And this was, I don't even know what the sign said. It was an abortion. It was anti-abortion rights. She pulled the sign out of his hand and she takes off. And the guy has her on video. And then she ends up walking into a cop. And he's like, she stole my sign. She stole my sign. This girl's like 18. She's a college student. She just doesn't know what she's getting herself into. She doesn't realize she's even stealing. She's like, yeah, fuck you, dick. I'm taking your sign. You don't realize it's strong arm robbery. You're literally taking something out of somebody's hand, and it starts this very violent interaction. And you can't do that. You literally can't do that. I understand the sentiment, okay? I really do. I completely get it. But you have to, and this is what the cop says to her. He's like, you can't take things from people, no matter what. I understand your point of view here. Mm. And I see that happen so often because these people are so emotional about it. They go, fuck you, dude. Punch a Nazi. Yeah, Nazis deserve to get punched. Well, now who's naming who's a Nazi? Because they're saying Milo's a Nazi. I've been called the Nazi at the Creaking Cave.
Nazi's being used real loosely. Yeah.
Very loosely.
What does it even mean?
Kind of disrespectful.
So now we have people that are deciding, already who are really emotional, who already have an agenda, who are now deciding who a Nazi is, and they're saying it's okay to punch this Nazi.
And they're afraid. So they're not just like, they're scared. So they're lashing out first. It's almost like cornering a fucking
cat. Yeah,
they
hit him with a fucking bike lock. You see the shit, it's craziness. Any of that shit. Look, we don't, dude, I don't promote violence to people. I've been an asshole and I've done some stupid shit. I almost attacked my friend Kurt Metzger. I lose control of my emotions sometimes and I don't make the right decision. That's a fact, okay? Mm-hmm. And it happens, it's something that I've worked on for 37 years and I will continue to work on that, okay? I know that's not right. We would never, anybody who felt unsafe, somebody that was another person was like, oh, you know, comedians feel unsafe at the Creek. Dude, I do this comedy festival. Corinne, you're coming to Skankfest for the first time this year. It's the safest. You will see. You're going to walk away. You're going to be like, holy shit. That fucking fan base is incredible. That's what you're going to say. You're going to go like, wow. I didn't realize what supportive, sweet, cool people they are. If there was a woman, if there was a minority, if there was anybody allowed into Skankfest... No, I'm kidding.
I was like, there's not, but...
If we allowed those they groups? Would feel pretty safe. No. If they felt... at all, in any way, unsafe. I mean, our fucking fan base would fucking... They would be the first people to fucking step in.
They would eject the cancer.
It would be... Yeah. It would be... And I think...
They're like Hell's Angels, I feel like, is the vibe. Like, we sit together and we get things done guerrilla style.
But they're also very sweet. They're not like... They're not Hell's Angels in the sense that they're like chest-bumping people by force.
Or that they own a
motorcycle. But they're literally like... They look like big, imposing nightmares. And then they're like, we love your show.
Yeah, of
like,
course. No, they do. It's... Remember in... what was the Hulk Hogan movie where he was an alien? He was there to protect the Earth.
I don't remember.
You remember that movie?
No.
The Hulk Hogan movie from the 80s? Oh my God.
Fuck. I didn't know.
Something, man.
Officer Commando or something?
Suburban Commando.
Suburban Commando,
yeah. And the Undertaker. Pull up the Undertaker scene from Suburban Commando. Because this is who the Legion of Saints members are. Pull up the scene where he speaks. The scene where he speaks. Because that's how I describe the fan base. And you'll see that. They're such a sweet fan base. They're really, really nice people. They just aren't offended by words. And they lean into these things. And it's funny. It's funny to make people uncomfortable. And I think that's the thing. The people that get uncomfortable, they don't get it. They go like, you're making me uncomfortable. And then everyone else like me is going like, yeah, it's hilarious. This guy's uncomfortable. Keep on going, guys.
I love making people. I have my own fans walk out of my shows because like I'll make fun of like Demi Lovato and I'm like, she's fine, guys. Yeah. Like she's doing someone walked out of my show because I have an addiction joke about Demi Lovato and I'm like, I'm a huge Demi Lovato fan. That's why I felt comfortable making the joke.
Well, you're in a weird position because you have people that are fans of a movement that has nothing to do with comedy as well.
No, 100%. So yeah. And it's not a movement, which was the problem. I'm like, we just started doing something and kind of like following the ebb and flow of the podcast. And like when people ask you a question or advice, you go, okay. It's not like I'm telling people like, rally, do this. I mean, a couple times for certain things that we needed to get done, like this, you know, there was like a girl in Canada who was assaulted on her like all dude hockey team who we helped. But other than things like that, we're not
hockey team?
Well, we funded the
helped exonerate
team.
The innocent.
You got them new equipment.
Yeah, but not like stuff like that will do.
Oh my god!
If no one's helping, you know, I don't know. It's because it makes you. I think the lesson that I learned, and I actually do look to Legion of Skanks a lot. I'm like, you guys can say whatever you want because you never really tried to help anyone, and I think that's the key. Yeah.
Well, that's not true. We donated $7,500 to Puerto Rico after the
we helped out Jonathan.
Who's
the kid with the Bane mask?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just made fun of him a lot, and then we said everyone...
helped Jonathan.
Everyone
and
donated.
And then we posted his GoFundMe.
Yeah, we posted his GoFundMe, and I'm sure they benefited.
Wow. That's great.
Is this the
scene
where...
That's why you're getting all the pushback then for Milo.
Is this the scene where...
He does talk.
But that is...
So this is the Legion of Skanks, and this is how I describe them. This is who they are.
What is this, a tag team?
There we go.
You're a dead man, Ramsey.
There we go. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
That's how I describe the Legion of Skanks fan base. It's a fucking
boys,
solid
man,
reference.
Body.
That was one of the best production moments we've ever had on the show.
I mean, it was quick.
I called for a reference. They brought it up. They played it. It hit.
The sound
you guys
was
got
on.
What I said. Wow. Guys, good job in the booth.
We all did it together.
It was a really good moment on the show.
This episode of the Real Ads Podcast is brought to you by Dexter St. Jacques' Sweet, Sweet Dick. Ladies, are you looking for the sweetest dick on the planet Earth? Well, look no further. Fellas, are you looking for a way to maybe make your dick just a little bit sweeter? For more information, all you need to do is follow Dexter on Instagram at Dead Air Network to get exclusive deals on Dexter St. Jacques' sweet, sweet dick.
His dick is so sweet that those of you who are diabetic or borderline diabetic should talk to a doctor to see if Dexter's dick is right for you, okay? Dexter St. Jacques, his dick is amazing, delicious, and it is full of sugar, so if you're on a carb-free diet, this is probably not the dick that you want to ingest. Once again, that is Dead Air Network on Instagram. Follow him. Let him know the Real Ad Podcast sent you.
And to find out what else we won't do for money.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, you can also just pay us to say almost anything. We have no respect for ourselves.
A lack of scruples, some would call it.
Or for this show or for this network. Thank you. Where were we? Hey, dude, can I use your vape pen? I'm out. I cracked mine at the gym. I was in the steam room, right? Is that weed? What?
Sizzy has none left. And he's also giving the white supremacy.
Let me get yours. White power?
Oh, I would have brought mine for you.
I know. I have tons. I broke it in the steam room today. I use it in the steam room. I just get high as fuck because you can't really smell it in there.
Yeah.
And then... And I fucking dropped it, and some dude's stepping in glass and goop right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, welcome
that's
to life.
That's gonna hurt.
Welcome to life.
That's but
you know you can eat what's inside there.
It's activated, so when it seeps into your foot, it's gonna be fucking
that's
dope.
That's true.
Ooh, okay.
I was gonna say lick the floor this thing.
Or that, too. So yeah, this guy Jake Flores, I guess we'll end on this segment on him.
Well, this plays into what she was saying, where you hold yourself up as an arbiter of morality and then you leave yourself open to counterpunches, right? So like what you said about him.
Did he rape Ricardo?
Anytime someone's on a high horse about being great and virtuous, you know that they did some crazy shit. That's why when George Takei like got called out, I was like, oh, I was waiting for that because no one's more fucking up his own ass than George
Takei.
They're
hiding something typically.
Exactly.
There's one gentleman who is more up.
What is the Jake Flores? Is this just a joke on Cumtown? Is just because I don't want to spread false rumors. I have no idea what happened with this guy.
So, Cumtown essentially told a story about a comedian who may or may not have raped a girl with Down syndrome.
Don't say rape. Is that rape? Because I think they say rape because it's automatically rape if she has Down syndrome, but I don't know if that's true.
Well, you can say sexual assault, alleged sexual assault.
She said,
Well, no. I think the idea is he had sex with a girl with Down syndrome.
Okay.
But
so they're saying that she could not consent. I mean, I don't want to be like, I think there's different levels of Down syndrome.
There's levels to this shit. I get it. It's like MMA. I understand.
You know, so I don't know. Yeah, it's about whether or not she can consent.
Is is it illegal to have sex with a woman with Down syndrome? Look that up in the meantime.
If her parents say yes.
So I have the story that they told on Cumtown that the Cumtown fans seem to think is about Jake Flores.
Why do they think it's about Jake Flores?
Well, they edited the name because Cumtown is very concerned that if it's not true, it's extremely libelous.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. you can't just say it's a guy, you know. Yeah, and so what? So they edit the name. And
so they edit the name out, and then they go into telling the story. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I'll hear some of the story, sure. Just a little bit of it. Cumtown, guys, available on something.
To edit out the joke saying of his name.
Make sure I do that.
I will make sure. Yeah, yeah, we'll make sure. Story, because it's also hilarious.
Yeah, he had sex with a woman with Down syndrome in the parking lot of a show. Of like an open mic. Oh, my God. Come on. Whoa. Retarded pussy is the sweetest pussy there is. Whoa. I should turn to
the... Oh, man, they do have a good show. That's funny.
I mean, look, of all the crazy things I've heard that, like, shitty comics have done...
Yes.
To fuck a woman with Down syndrome. Because she was like, you are funny. Oh, God. Be like, oh, damn, God. You want to come out to my car?
You want to come out to my car?
Come to the car.
Yeah. All right, I got it. Right. Why do we think it's Jake Flores, though? Why is that? Why is the assumption that it's this guy? Harrington.
I'm not really sure. They do talk about him quite a bit on the show. You know,
all right, 573 Gasline. If you know the connection, why?
Well, they used to both be Austin Comics, Nick and Jake. I think.
Nick and Jake. Okay, yeah, so they knew each other from that scene. That's hearsay. 573 Gasline. If you can give me, if we can prove that Jake Flores, because we are, look, it is Rape Dicks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Rape Dicks.
It's all. You-
Hold on.
Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks.
Rape. Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks.
Rape Dicks. Rape Dicks.
All I know is ball and good and rape and rape.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm on a Corinne Fisher right here on her Ruin Her Career tour.
No, stop it. This is, we get, first of all, you don't understand. We're rape detectives. That's what they called detectives back in the 40s and 50s. Dicks. Do you understand?
I love it.
Corinne?
Well, okay, so where were the clip? Because if you Google Jake Flores comedian Down syndrome, the first clip that comes up, and this is what I did, I fucking love researching, is Cumtown Rumor About Jake Flores. It's a 4:44 clip on YouTube posted by Cum Angel.
Cum Angel. I know her. She's a good woman. Shannon. What?
Okay, so I'm finding that there was a case. This is in the UK, though, but it's not as easy to find this as I thought it would be.
Because people do not fuck retarded women. It's such a rarity that you had to go to another country, because who would ever do that?
And also, Down syndrome is different, but okay.
What, then retarded? Is it mental, too? I never know what the mental.
Yeah, but like
the
I have OCD
is.
And that's mental. No one's like, are you retarded? Like, I mean, like it doesn't that doesn't make sense. You definitely have mental issues. I don't think you're retarded.
I'm a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different. And also, I don't even know what words we're using these days.
I don't either. I'm trying to be safe here. I'm just a new Lucia Gomez. Okay, I'm fucking. I'm
your
basically...
energy is honestly so good, and I right? You have grown so much as a person, and I want to come.
I hate
you on
it.
That.
Right?
I hate it.
I know
it's way too measured.
Right? It's not great for entertainment purposes, but as
I changed my medication.
Do you want to know what Down syndrome is? It's an extra number 21 chromosome that affects you physically and mentally.
Mentally too, right?
Yeah,
okay, so Shannon, continue with this. Is this illegal? Is it even a crime? Because are we even, as a rape dick, I want to investigate real rape
sure
crimes.
Is. It's totally a crime.
But I don't.
Okay, so in this case, it was a 34-year-old man that had sex with a woman, and the court ended up hearing that the offense depends on the person's ability to live independently and protect themselves from sexual exploitation. So if they live alone and can take care of themselves, then it's okay. If they're under somebody else's care, then it's not okay.
Okay. So things kind of same rules as like, you know, it's like they're treating, one is treating them like a child, one is treating them like an adult.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah, but what if you ask a retarded person, do you live alone? And they say yes, because they have their own room.
Yeah.
And then you have sex with them and find out they live
alone. You know what? Good point, Mike.
Oh, so your name is
with their short, stubby fingers. Just whoa.
But like, have you guys seen the movie Pumpkin with Christina Ricci?
Yes, she fucked a retarded guy.
Oh, okay. Well, again, I don't know that that's what is going on, but like basically, like kind of like Down's intro, and I don't think like it's not. I didn't think that was. It was a little weird.
It was jerkable.
It was
the plot line, at least.
Right.
I rarely can jerk off the plot lines of movies. That was
like,
one of
she's
them.
She's helping.
I remember. Christina Ricci was so hot back in the day.
Oh my God.
I loved her back
Black
in the day.
Snake Moan. Holy shit.
Doggy.
I loved her. That was creepy.
I was like when I was a little kid, and like Wednesday Addams, I had a crush on her.
Yeah. And Casper.
Owen Benjamin's ex fiance, Christina Ricci. Yeah.
I know. I told him. I asked him to smell his dick 4 years after.
God.
Yeah, she was great, but it's a crime there. That's the law out there. I feel like you could find a local crime on this 573 Gaslight. If you know anything about this, if you're a lawyer, or maybe if you have Down syndrome, call. That'd be fun, right? Let us know how you're doing.
I used to work at a camp for kids with Down syndrome, and they would finger each other quite a bit on the playground.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like full blow.
It feels
guy,
good.
Guy, girl, 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 guy, like everything, every mix of possible. There were like some group things too. It was a wild scene.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, you know.
It's like Studio 54.
Yeah, the whole monkey bars were just filled with drool.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think, look, I'm not hating, man. I just want to know where they came up with the concept that Jake Flores is the guy. And why, if he did have sex with a retarded woman, how he would have the audacity to ever publicly come out against anybody doing anything.
Well, that's a weird stance. I don't know that.
It's crazy.
But okay, so she's at an open mic alone. I'm guessing that she's allowed to hang alone. Like, you know, if it was at an open mic,
she was on a leash.
If she didn't have anyone with her, like, that's a pretty... If you can go to an open mic alone, I think you can go anywhere alone. It's the most dangerous place I've ever been, for sure.
You haven't been to an open mic where you've seen somebody and said they're not capable of consent, just based on their psychiatric state?
Well, I've never seen a, I mean, like, there's women who I go, oh no, like, if I was a man, I would know not to have sex with them, but it's not like they're not capable of it. It's just like, you're going to get a lot of text messages.
When she ordered two puddings for her minimum, you don't think that was a point where you'd been like, that's a red flag? I don't think she's
I wish there was a place where I could get eat by pudding and then get up.
Dude, sugar-free pudding is my fucking savior.
When I'm
back on the diet, like I am now, sugar-free pudding, that's what I do. A little sugar. When no one's looking, I still feel fat. There's some fatter even about eating sugar-free and diet stuff, so I do it alone in shame.
Well, sometimes it makes you gain more weight, though, that sugar-free, because whatever they're putting in is like makes you fiend for sweets.
Yeah, but that's if you eat the other sweets. So that's the thing that they say, like, Diet Coke makes you fat. Because it makes you crave more sugar, and then you give up on your diet.
You
but if
don't
you don't
do it.
Yeah, if you don't do it, if you fucking be a man about it, then you're fine.
I love Diet Coke, yeah.
It's a problem. It's a problem in my life. I'm going to have stomach cancer one day.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
No, my nutritionist said if that's like with your only vice, do you smoke cigarettes?
Nope.
Then you're sure. Yeah, I think you're okay.
Blunts. Fuck.
I know.
Gotta get rid of the blunts.
Blunts and pudding.
Let's see. Harrington, would you? From Cali has a scoop. All right. 573 Gasline. Tony from California, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. Opening up the callers right now. What do we think? Put them through. And Tony.
Hey, what's up, Rattlesnake?
What's up, baby boy?
So here's what's going on. So Jake Flores is friends with Nick. Mm. He's been on Come Town a bunch, like as a co-host. But the fans hate him.
Yeah.
Because he's like a lefty Antifa guy and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So when that story happened, all the guys on the subreddit was like, oh, it's Jake.
So it's
they
not
told
based
the
off
story,
anything.
But there's no real connection to Jake. It's just that everybody hates him.
Everyone hates him, so they said it must be Jake. I get that, though.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen how he is on Twitter.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah.
Thank you, dude. You get a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or mug. Take his information. Thank you very much for giving us the fucking scoop on that. We did just solve another rape crime. Apparently, it's not Jake Flores. There's no reason to convict, no reason to even make the arrest.
Good for him.
Good for you, Jake Flores. You didn't rape a retarded woman. Fine. You win this time, Flores. But we're on to you. You rape a retarded woman, we'll be right on your fucking heels. Understand that.
We're watching you, see?
I thought the Cumtown podcast was left-leaning, though.
They sort of are. They're just ironic about everything. They don't. Oh. I don't even know the fan base. I don't know if they, like, Tom Myers, like, the big thing. I don't know if they even know if they really like him. I think half of them, they ironically started liking him, and now they're like, I don't know, do we really like this guy? Or not.
Right.
I can't
tell. Have you met, like, a Cumtown fan in the wild?
No.
Like, when they come to the shows? It's weird every time.
No eye contact. They're always
they
like...
They have to tell you they're a Cumtown. They have to get it out in the opening sentence. And then you'll be like, cool, man. Thank you for coming out. And then you walk away and you're like hanging out with people.
Mm.
like a half an hour later and you just turn around and that guy is still with your group.
Not talking to anybody.
Not talking to anybody.
Just like, there in the
we
background.
We all know that person, yeah.
Just fucking there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just listening to a live podcast.
Yeah, look, the Come Down fan base and the Legion of Skanks fan base, there is a little bit of like Venn diagram like overlap, totally. But they're different. I think Legion of Skanks fans,
Legion of Skanks fans are awkward, but they're also like, hey, let me buy you a beer. Let's do a shot. Let's go smoke a blunt. Mm. They want to have a human interaction with you.
Yeah, Cometown fans want to just be a fly on the wall and fucking, I don't even know, they're sober usually.
It's, yeah. They give a real wear your skin type of vibe.
They're good, though. They're good people, though. I love Nick Mullen and the other ones. And they're a great show. So they're not going to be at Skankfest this year, unfortunately.
Oh,
they bailed for a Canadian tour. You know, it's okay. What are you going to do? Not going to hold it against them. All right. So Jake Flores is off the hook for now. For now, let's talk about Real Ass Dude of the Week. It is Friday. We got to figure out who the Real Ass Dude of the Week is.
Real Ass Dude.
Thanks.
Of the Week.
You guys killed it on that production. So who are our nominees, guys? What do we got?
I have Curtis Kaser, the farmer who got stuck under farm equipment and sawed his own leg off with a pocket knife.
Holy shit.
What the
sawed
fuck?
His own leg off with a pocket knife. Do we have any video or anything?
Oh, my God.
Pictures?
Yes. Give me one sec. I'm pulling it up now.
Of the stump?
I'm curious at what part of his leg.
Wow.
Fucking shin bone? He went through the shin bone with a pocket knife?
He didn't have like a cell phone to call someone?
No, he got caught under farm equipment. He had no phone with him and he said, fuck it, I'm not going to die here.
Oh my God.
I would sooner wait for death.
Yeah.
Assuming that would be a, like it just, I would, it wouldn't be like, oh, I'm saving my life right now. I'd go, I'm not going to die here. My leg's caught under some farm equipment. That's it.
I wonder how long he waited until he like did
it's
that.
Like 11 minutes. He's like, I have had it.
It's like the guy who sucks a dick on his first day of jail. Well, I'm beer, while.
Dude, Clint Eastwood's got to play that guy in a movie, right?
Yeah, that's hardcore, dude. Hardcore.
Just got my leg caught under a bunch of gooks.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, what you would assume maybe was it and sort of numbed because it was crushed and he had no feeling in it anymore. I mean, come on,
maybe
something.
It was dust.
Oh, Lord.
He said, he said it was just like tough for him to get through the, through the clothing.
The clothing.
The clothing. Yeah.
That was
the
hard part.
Yeah, so once he
Levi's
he,
jeans, they got some quality.
How do you get through bone with a pocket knife?
I don't know.
Just kept going.
Also, that's what this guy might call a pocket knife, we may call a machete. Like he looks.
Yeah,
like that's some prepping. Old man shit. No person under 40 would ever do that.
Mm.
No person under 40. That's some old man tough shit. That's a guy that doesn't go to the hospital, won't take a baby aspirin every day. He's like, sorry, my heart's fine.
Ugh, the only other two people you hear of doing that is like the mountain climbers. If they get stuck in some kind of a rock, I guess they'll do it.
Get your leg caught in a bear trap. That's it.
Fuck that.
Ugh. All right, who's the next nominee? Because that's pretty hardcore.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
Dickie Drake, the Alabama lawmaker who wants to make reporting false rape claims a Class C felony.
Pretty real ass. There you go. Okay. See, that's really the most important thing coming out of Alabama right now. Somebody tweeted. Oh, Sarah Tolomash, great tweet. She was like, Alabama's banning everything. Abortion, Arthur, and they're just on the A's.
yeah, that was so
great,
funny. Yeah.
That's a really good, smart tweet.
She's great. Such
yeah, Sarah's
so
awesome.
Funny.
Okay, you know, it's fine. That's not as real as sawing your leg off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially when you've clearly raped someone by the foot.
Yeah, that guy.
Like, come on.
All right, I have this gang of women who just brazenly pulled off a daylight robbery in a, looks like an athletic wear store.
Oh, how inclusive. I didn't know women.
Real ass dudes, hell yeah. I got no problem with this. Scam that Jew / real ass dude. I love it. Look, move, son. They can't touch you.
Wow.
They can't touch you.
Oh, my God.
They can't touch you. Run, bitches, run.
Store policy.
Oh, my God.
They cannot touch you. Yeah, they can touch the clothes. We talked about this on the show before.
They can't touch you if you're stealing something?
No, security guards can't.
They can't touch you. They could, you could sue them if you get hurt.
Weird.
So they can grab like the bags out of your hand. It's probably state by state. It's different. But I know in New York, I used to steal all the time as a kid. And we used to fucking rob Modells like left and right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. And,
which is the most Puerto Rican thing. Most Puerto Rican thing about me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Nice.
And yeah, they could just grab the bags.
I need some thigh-high socks.
I just stole six lefty mitts for no reason. Okay. Next nominee. Go ahead.
Stephen Bradley Mell, the New Jersey millionaire who had sex with a 15-year-old on his autopilot plane.
It seems like a crime. Okay.
It's just gross.
Is he an international heir?
No, he's getting convicted. No, he what was the conviction?
Weird follow-up from my kid.
Who knows?
He was convicted a couple days ago. We talked about it. What was the actual conviction?
New Jersey, it was endangerment of a minor and something else. But
how long did he do in jail?
Give me 1 sec. I'll find that for you.
Yeah, he had sex with a 15-year-old girl on an airplane.
How did people find out?
Fucking
she was bragging.
Wait, was
it
airplane or a helicopter? Helicopter. Okay. Picture.
He put it in autopilot and banged this 15-year-old student. And he's like a millionaire, just like rents planes. He was like, oh yeah, I'll take this girl up there.
Right.
Yeah. It's look, we don't like to normally give child rapists real ass dude of the week. It's not a normal thing on the show, but being a real ass dude is about taking what you want. Okay, and
well, that's hebephilia, not pedophilia.
What is that?
It's different. Like 15, it's a. I hate when people group it together. It's a much.
You're right.
Different
no, you're 100% right about that.
Not that one is like great, but like think of like having
so
sex.
So hebephilia
with, like,
is the okay one.
Hebephilia is like it's like when it's teens. It's not okay, but like there are very different because people are like that's a pedophile, and then you'll look up and the person's like 17. You're like, okay, that's a lot different than like fucking a 9-year-old.
You mean just the way everyone thinks, dude? 17? That's the age we're talking about. That's a hebephilia?
Well, that's why I'm like, it's those are very different things.
Can you believe he wants to fuck a Catholic schoolgirl? You know, that outfit they sell at sex stores?
Right.
You're not wrong. That was
hebephilia. Yeah. Is that the fear of Jews? What is that? I'm a hebephiliac. What?
No, it's heb, not he, but yeah, that was funny though.
Okay, so anybody else? What?
Just real quick. So he wasn't sentenced yet. It was postponed, but he did plead guilty. And the charge is
three high fives.
Pew. Oh, God.
What is he facing?
It says multiple. He could be facing multiple years. It doesn't say the exact amount here because he hasn't been sentenced yet. But multiple counts of endangering the welfare of a child by engaging in sexual relations with a female victim under the age of 16. Mm. He'll be sentenced July 12th.
I know we already said it on the show, but I mean, what the fuck did her parents think she was doing up there?
Yeah. Well, taking flight lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a millionaire who does private flight lessons.
Yeah.
Well, with your fucking 15-year-old, I think he'd bring a second person up there.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's just weird. The weird thing is like the dynamic. Like, it's like, did she really want to, or was she just like, I'm in a plane and I don't want it to crash? Like, that's where the questions come in.
I think it was a long term thing.
Oh, that
didn't he like make her get Plan B?
He did. Yeah.
They had a relationship.
So here's the way I look at it. Right? Depending on if it happened, how many times it happened versus how much time he does in jail. Because I've done this before. I've been arrested at least a dozen times for smoking weed on the street. Right. And I remember thinking this. The third or fourth time you get used to the process, you go, I know what's happening. I'll be out in 24 hours. It just fucking sucks dick. Right. But then I go, all right, the amount of weed that I smoke, I start to break down the amount of minutes I'm doing in jail for each time that I'm smoking weed. I'm going, it's not that bad. I would give 2 minutes.
529.
That is some real criminal math.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going, all right, that's kind of worth it. So I just got to do it all at once versus doing it after I smoke each blunt. Would I go in a cell for a minute and a half each time after I smoked a blunt in order to be able to smoke a blunt? Probably. So for him, if he got enough 15-year-old pussy.
Yeah. Well, this guy is an adrenaline junkie on all on all fronts, right? I mean, flying a plane with no handsies while fucking knuckle deep in a kid. No condom, so he made her buy a Plan B.
He slammed on the Red Bull.
Damn.
Oh, shit, dude. He should be sponsored by Mountain Dew. This guy fucking is awesome. Look, it's terrible to say, but he's sort of a real ass dude. And it's debatable that he might be more real ass than the dude who sawed his own leg off. We'll all decide. Everyone has a vote here, right?
Okay.
We'll see. Is there anybody else?
The final one is Arnold Schwarzenegger for getting drop-kicked. And
not even moving.
Yeah.
Picks the former governor and Terminator star.
Dude, he still looks great.
This happened in Johannesburg, South Africa at the annual Arnold Classic Africa.
There we go.
Do you got the reverse view from the back? Because that's where he like he looks like he stumbled more in the front one.
Yeah,
and then in the back you're like, he barely moved.
Yeah.
He barely moved.
He must have the best maintenance HGH ever. Like, because he looks like he's still saucing. It's fucking ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, look, that's real ass, but it's not like. I'm not like blown away by the real ass and stuff. It's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he's against two tough competitors in sawing your leg off and the rape of a child.
You're right. It is. It's the
sky rape of a child.
The field is
not since the Rocketeer have we seen
the Rapeteer.
From the story, it sounds more like wooing than rape. But I mean, I don't know. That's good to put on air.
Well, it's like I mean that is
at
kind
3
of
years to her age.
Cool
he's the man.
To do would be to yell woo while he did it.
Woo.
If she was 18, he would literally be considered a god amongst men.
I would like to. I mean, I know it's probably not available. I just want to see a photo of her. I'm curious.
They're not going to show
she's
her.
She's going
probably.
Outside of
because you're right. It depends if she's you know
he's
older
not,
looking.
Well, no. I mean, I just was wondering because he's really unattractive. So I'm like, what does she look?
Show
like?
Him again, the millionaire.
Really not good.
$1 billion can do funny things to your eyes, though.
That's true. I wonder. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You're saying he bought her laces.
He looks very much like Bob Saget if he went bald.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
Me and Zach both just edited ourselves from saying Bob Faggot. We were both gonna.
You guys
say,
are growing.
We're terrible.
You're growing.
You didn't think that?
I
went.
Her?
I was like, no, it's not good.
Is that her?
She looks hot already.
Is she a
big bitch.
Friend?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She can't show her face because she's a child. But this is
show those titties though. I get it. Yeah. Sure. Why not? We can't show her face because she's a child. But you know.
You can also tell by the type of prom dress. Like, nah, she was like a popular girl.
But she has a 15-year-old posture.
Is that the millionaire or is that her parents?
That's her parents, I think.
Parents.
Okay. Yeah, because otherwise, who would that lady be?
Yeah. Well, I was figuring maybe the mom and the millionaire was fucking. Who knows? Who knows what happens with those things?
That's true.
That was that In Plain Sight documentary. That was what was going on.
Everyone's getting fucked.
And I think it's that happens more often than you think. I think somebody that's fucking the mom ends up fucking like the teenage daughter as well.
But when do they fuck the dad? That's real ass.
That's some crazy shit. Yeah. That nigga.
Okay, the fact that they didn't go more into the fact, they were Mormons, right?
Were they?
Yeah, they were something.
They were something weird.
And to me, that says that whole neighborhood had some swapping going on, and nobody else talked about it.
Okay.
Because the way they were casual about it, I think everybody was fucking everybody in that neighborhood.
Oh, man.
And
the dad felt so guilty about it,
somebody
though.
Took it a little too far.
You got a nose for that.
I mean,
I thought when he got arrested, the cop was going to be like, and then we all sucked his dick and let him go. I don't know what happened.
As per town policy.
Yeah.
I think it's really between the millionaire who had sex with a 15-year-old and his, while in auto... Crint, stop looking at me like that. It's also while an autopilot, while having his fucking airplane fly itself.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you think John Travolta has done something similar?
Oh, for sure.
With a 737, too, like a giant jumbo jet, and he's just fucking...
That whole thing is weird. I mean, like, their kid died, and they barely talked about it. That was weird as shit.
His name was Jet.
Weird as shit.
Their kid died? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they had a kid that
he had autism,
yes.
And he had seizures, and they wouldn't let him take medication. And then
Didn't
he died
drown
from
in
a
the
fucking
tub?
Seizure. I think
it
maybe,
was something bathroom
was
related, because I was thinking, like, fell in the shower. So it was definitely a bathroom kind of incident. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's sad.
Very strange.
That's a really, really sad thing.
Real ass dude to never talk about it again.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bury it. Bury
now has one of
down,
the best
dude.
Instagrams ever. Tom Segura keeps pushing like videos of John Travolta out. He is like a lobotomized maniac. He's just kind of vacantly staring into the camera, being like, isn't this cool? And then showing like, you know, 17 people taking pictures of him.
Yeah, well, who do we think here? I mean, it's either the guy who sawed his own leg off or the guy, the pilot. I mean...
We know how you want to vote. Just say the truth.
Can I say this? The old guy's going to die much sooner. He's not going to be able to enjoy the accolades of being Real Ass Dude of the Week for like...
What does one get?
Just the accolades.
Oh, okay.
And what is this based on? His ability to survive tough times in the past? Like, this guy is clearly a survivor.
Yeah, I mean... What do we think, Shannon? Give me the female perspective here, because we know what Corinne's going to say. Obviously not the rapist.
Yeah, but it's not even because of that. Like, I'm a big fan of the Saw movies, and anytime they do that, I always think to myself, could I do that if I needed to get out? And I truly don't know if I could saw my own limb off.
Okay. So that's a lot to you. You've connected with this concept before.
Yeah, if I had to have sex with a 15-year-old...
I would cut my leg off to fuck a 15-year-old.
What do you think, Shannon? Give me something here. Give me some feedback. Make me feel bad about this, at least.
Okay. I feel that because of the fact that he is so old, that he values his life so much to do such a crazy heroic
thing. It's crazy that he would value his life that much. I'd be like, I'm going to die soon. This isn't that important. I'm not going through the process of cutting through my bone with a pocket knife.
Yeah, but he pulled out like that desire to live so much from him to do such a crazy thing in the spur of a moment. Like, thought to go in his pocket, beautiful, take it out, and rip off his own leg.
Shannon is retarded. She's like, he thought to get the knife...
That
out
was
of
in
his
pocket.
Because when you're panicking, you
who
don't
thinks
think
that way?
Like
okay,
that.
We also don't know if this guy's got a bunch of grandkids that were like, fuck, almost got rid of him. Now we have to bring him shit.
Just like, how far away from other people was he? I don't understand the need. That's my question.
Just yell.
But yeah, you know, he was far out, like on his farm. There was no one anywhere near him, and the sound of the machine was so loud. No one would be able to
hear
it.
Oh, the machine
was
still
on.
Yeah,
it was
still on. Okay, okay. So it was probably going to, like...
pulling him in.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Seconds away from, like, death.
No. Oh, wait. It was, like, one of those, like, wood chipper machines?
Okay.
Something like that.
That was an important piece of information that was left out of the initial story.
I mean, that's fighting the clock, too. That is.
That really is, like, something that's happening in the movie Saw.
Fair enough. The pilot was also fighting the clock, but he had 3 years.
This is fucking close. This is really close. What do you think, Cannon?
Again, I've put myself in that position ever since I saw Saw 1, mm-hmm, where Robin Hood, Men in Tights, cut his leg off, and oof. I don't think I have the capacity to do that.
I think I would faint.
Yeah, I don't have the will to live. So I think. I don't know. Fucking a 15-year-old isn't that impressive to me. I feel like that's totally doable.
Yeah, go
while flying, that's the thing that really makes it kind of cool and heroic.
And taking prison for it. He really wanted that 15-year-old.
Yeah, he had to have it. He had to have it.
She did, of course, in her fucking diary, idiot.
It was in her diary?
Probably.
Oh.
Do kids still have diaries?
Probably.
Maybe she left the Word doc open for her parents to read.
Somebody reported it. It was somebody having that worked with the plane. I don't have the article in front of me, but somebody reported it, seeing that they were in there together.
Fucking rat-ass stewardesses.
Yeah. And they found blood and cum all over the passenger seat.
All right, fine. You've convinced me. Real Estate of the Week this week is going to be, what's his name? The farmer?
Curtis Kazer.
Real Estate of the Week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
All right, there you go. Real Estate of the Week.
His prize, a pair of real ass socks.
Hell yeah. All right, this is it, man. Great show. You guys are awesome. Thank you for sitting in. Mike Cannon, Corinne Fisher. Always a lot of fun. Zach and Miko. Zach is not funny. Philanthropy girl.
Gal.
Sorry. Fuck.
It's okay.
I am Mike Cannon. Them Harrington. I am Shannon Lee. The letters I am. Realize Podcast Guest Digital on Twitter. Follow everyone. Go use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial for the premium side. Get every episode of the Realize Podcast plus Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more. $7 a month if you use that promo code plus a 14-day free trial. Pre-release in the episodes, uncensored, ad-free. Go fucking support. Grab your t-shirts, podcastmerch.com. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. Limited edition Skankfest Real Ass Podcast shirt coming out next week.
Ooh.
Craziness happening. You guys should be wearing it while you're at Skankfest. I'm going to be giving away free weed to people in that shirt. So.
Wear your IGP shirt, too. That would be cool.
Nope, don't do it. Thanks. Goodbye.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.